been able to grab Darren Weir, and he's rung us back. So we thank you for that, Darren. Good morning to you. And I guess you just want to turn it around on the track today, mate. It's been one of those weeks.
Yeah, it hadn't been ideal, but everyone has to go through it at some stage, I guess. And just looking forward to today.
Yeah, exactly. I won't drag on about it, but can I update how Admire Juice is?
Yeah, he's stable at the moment, obviously, and I think the plan is to maybe, if he continues to improve over the weekend, is maybe to operate on Monday at this stage. So that's about all I know.
Andrew? Yep, understand. Just on the cup is all we need, and then maybe a best bet for the day, mate. Humidor, you've just tinkered with the gear a little bit.
Oh, not much really, to be honest. We've tried a few things, and I don't know, he doesn't seem to do it at home much now, so we work him on Monday morning with a tongue tie and just a bubble cheeker on, and he seemed to go well, so we decided to go with that. No blinkers or no one-on-one blinker or anything like that, like everyone was suggesting that we should do. So we just thought we'd stick with the plan, because I was never going to put any gear on him really, and happy with the order of the horse, and hope he can go a bit straighter than what he did last start.
Yeah, I guess a mare like Winx can put all horses under pressure, can't she?
Yeah, I would reckon. Yep. she gives us wind to but. Anyway, I was still happy enough with the way the horse ran. You know, obviously his last 600 was okay, but probably the disappointing part was the way that he laid in, because we thought we had him going pretty well at home.
Understand. Emily Starr, down in the weights, has just had a perfect prep into this.
Yeah, no excuses. Horse very fit, well horse, in good form, racing well. Got to overcome a sticky draw. That might be a bit ugly, but I don't think there's any point being in the out the back. So hopefully we can be in the first half or just off midfield, wide with a bit of cover.
And use that no weight on the back, eh?
Well, that's the plan. Yep. She's beautifully weighted and she's in good form, so she deserves a spot in the race.
And lots of other runners, obviously, mate. We're not going to go through them all. Have you got one or two that our listeners and viewers could follow? You're normally a shocking judge too, aren't you?
Yeah, normally a shocking judge. Yeah, I like Theodora as a horse in race three, so it'd be interesting to see where she sort of fits in today. She's a good staying filly and good type of horse, and she couldn't have done much more than what she's done so far. So she'd be a good one to follow.
Race 3, number 12. Hey, Darren, thanks for ringing us back, mate, and good luck with the runners in the cup.
No worries. Thanks a lot.